Maria storms through the Caribbean.
The Prime Minister's home, his roof was actually taken away. The hospital is very badly damaged.
President Trump's UN speech.
Calling out Iran and North Korea.
The case against Paul Manafort.
With consequences that are legal and political.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
The wind is coming, look out!
Powerful Hurricane Maria is tearing through the Caribbean. The devastation from the Category 5 storm and its 160-mile-an-hour winds is called widespread on the island of Dominica. CBS's David Begno reports from Puerto Rico, where the hurricane's expected to strike late tonight or tomorrow.
Heavy rains and wind gusts of over 150 miles per hour pounded several small countries recently devastated by Hurricane Irma. Streets on the island of Martinique are already flooding. Schools are now shelters on St. Thomas for those unable or unwilling to evacuate. EMT Jacob Bradley says all critically ill patients are being airlifted out, and people staying behind are being warned.
You can expect no EMS, no fire, and no police response from the locals because we believe the road is going to wash out. And if it washes out, there's nothing we can do.
Back on the island of Puerto Rico, people are getting ready for a direct hit from Maria, emptying out hardware and grocery stores and waiting in long lines to fill up gas tanks.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen on Maria's path after Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico does diminish the wind speed briefly. It looks like she could very well become a Category 5 again and then travel right along the north coast of the Dominican Republic to the north of Haiti.
It could pose a threat to the east coast, and Jose continues to spin in the Atlantic, kicking up the surf from Maryland to New England. A month before he took office, Donald Trump ridiculed the United Nations as just a club for people to get together, talk, and have a good time. In just a few hours, he delivers his first major speech to the UN. And we're live in New York this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Every president since Harry Truman has addressed the UN General Assembly, and today Donald Trump continues that tradition. In his remarks, Mr. Trump is expected to call out Iran and North Korea as he weighs whether to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal and puts pressure on other nations to enforce UN sanctions on Pyongyang. Yesterday, here in New York, the president spoke at a meeting he called on UN reform.
The United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process.
The U.S. pays roughly 25% of the U.N.'s bills, and Mr. Trump argues other nations need to share that burden. All week, Mr. Trump is meeting with fellow world leaders here. Sitting with the French president yesterday, he said he was so impressed with the Bastille Day celebrations that he's hoping to have a military parade in Washington next 4th of July. Steve?
Well, it turns out federal agents wiretapped the phone of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort before and after November's election. Manafort is seen as a key figure in the Russia investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller and could face an indictment. Correspondent Jeff Pagaz is in Washington.
CBS News has confirmed that Manafort was targeted over concerns he was communicating with Russian operatives who wanted to influence the 2016 election. Investigators have multiple wiretap conversations between Manafort and Russian individuals. The intercepts were part of a wide-ranging FBI counterintelligence operation.
And a Senate panel, for a second time, is considering a subpoena to get testimony from Manafort. The New York Times reports Donald Trump Jr. gave up his Secret Service protection last week. An administration official says he wants more privacy. And counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, is losing her Secret Service protection. No vandalism or destruction last night in St. Louis, but there was a protest. And a gathering outside a jail where people arrested the night before are held. KMOX Radio's Brett Bloom.
2,000 to 3,000 people have gathered out here, and they are outside the jail saying, let our people go. These are some of the people that were arrested, the dozens or so that went on a rampage after the quote-unquote official protest had wrapped up for the evening.
The unrest is over the judge's acquittal last week of a white former police officer in the 2011 shooting death of a black man. Three people arrested in Atlanta as a protest followed a vigil for a Georgia Tech student who was shot and killed by a campus police officer over the weekend. CBS's Mark Strassman.
The night began peacefully as hundreds gathered to light candles and grieve for Scout Schultz.
No justice, no peace!
But that remembrance descended into chaos.
Kill their friend!
Anti-police protesters disrupted the vigil. They began screaming at officers.
Shut up!
don't give a about us. They never will.
A smoke bomb launched into a police car. It sparked flames that engulfed the vehicle and set off ammunition in the car.
The Los Angeles area was rattled by a magnitude 3.6 earthquake overnight. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio.
My wife yelled out, earthquake. I felt a roll, then a very, very sharp jolt moved my bed about 1 to 2 inches. Pictures rattling on the wall. A very short in duration, 4 to 6 seconds at most.
No reports of injuries or major damage. Some top scientists say the worst effects of climate change can still be avoided. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
A new study claims the computer models used by the UN's climate experts are wrong. The planet is warming, the authors say, but at a slower pace than those models predicted, possibly because China's exceeded expectations in tackling its greenhouse gas emissions, and the West has upped its reliance on solar and wind energy. The scientists say sharp reductions in greenhouse gas emissions are still needed, but the new calculations suggest the world has a little more time to get that done. Steve?
Looking for the perfect toy to put a smile on a child's face? Many have sought out Toys R Us.
I don't want to grow up.
But the retailer is now filing for bankruptcy protection in a sea of debt and stepped up online competition. Our business analyst, Jill Schlesinger.
The company needed to spend some money to improve its e-commerce business, which it has done. But the reality is, toys are not as important to our children as they once were. And we saw that. We've seen problems with Lego, for example, which is an iconic brand, also under pressure.
During the bankruptcy, Toys R Us says all of its stores are going to remain open. Kids grow up so fast. Or do they? CBS's Jim Taylor.
It's really contrary to what many people think about today's teenagers.
They are growing up more slowly than other generations in ways that many parents would consider to be good.
Study author Jean Twenge, San Diego State psych professor.
Today's teens are much less likely to have their driver's license, to work at a paid job, to date, to have sex, or to drink alcohol.
The study notes the trends are neither good nor bad, but do reflect the current cultural climate. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Some Republicans are among the critics of a new online publication launched by the Republican Governors Association this summer. It looks like a media outlet. The Free Telegraph is branded that way. It applauds GOP governors with big headlines and frames Democrats negatively. Critics say it pushes the envelope in an era of fake news. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.